There's a heavy burden, the weight of the pain. The forgiveness can make our hearts feel light again. Letting go of the anger, releasing the past. It's a healing moment, and our hearts mend fast. Feelings are hard, and who is the prisoner when we are the guard? We'll not release the bitterness we hide. We create the bars our hearts stand behind. And a free heart unburdened my aid. A free heart is a choice we make. A high truth that we decide and deceive. Forgiveness is freedom, and we hold the key. Come on, come on, come on. So open the cage, let the spirit fly like a beautiful to the sky. A free heart, an amazing grace. Forgiveness is the pathway to a higher grace. And a free heart, unburdened by hate. A free heart is a choice that we make. A higher power we decide to see. Forgiveness is free, and we hold the key. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Well, it's a heavy burden, the weight and pain. But forgiveness can make our hearts light again. Let go of the anger, releasing the past. It's a healing moment. And our hearts mend fast. It's a free heart. Take a free heart. A free heart. It's a free
Brian, was that a brand original?
It was an original, and this is the first time I've ever sung it, hardly even at home, because
wow.
I just learned what the message was a few days ago. So.
I love it.
But we all know that's true. You know.
Well, for those of you who may be listening to this later on, wow, it's a lot of energy in here this morning. A lot of energy. And last week we started a journey, didn't we? A Jerusalem journey. A journey to Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, says Jerusalem is a habitation of peace. So we're on this journey to Jerusalem. And along the way, there are a lot of lessons to be learned. But one thing that can block us from entering into that point within us where there is peace and contentment is forgiveness, unforgiveness. Anybody hear that? Anybody have anything to forgive?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see after we hear what the message tells us. Not only forgiveness for others, but forgiveness for ourselves. You know, there's checkpoints along the way to Jerusalem, and one of our checkpoints this morning is the topic of forgiveness. Why would that be? Because forgiveness clears the way to opening us up to unconditional love, to peace, to harmony with one another. So forgiveness helps us with our power in letting go. Jackie is taking us through a 6-7 week class, started last week on Zoom, and so contact us if you want to join in, because it's never too late for spiritual work. But she's taking us through this, and we're using that booklet, Let Go, Let God, and we're getting a deeper understanding of what that's all about. This is in the prayer given us by Jesus Christ. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive is a major point that we all need to know a little more about, just in case. I know there's a lot of us been working through this spiritual thing a long time, and you might have done all your forgiveness work, and you can leave. No, don't you leave. I was just kidding. But there's always some little things that we can still work on, right? Right?
Yes.
So, Myrna Fillmore, she's the co-founder of Unity, in a book called How to Let God Help You, she said, forgiveness is not silent consent of a negative appearance, making the best of the situation while underneath there is still some resentment. Wow, that's saying a lot, isn't it? She says forgiveness is the act of putting something in place of the thing to be forgiven. You can replace it with what? Peace in your heart, that all is well. Or in the case of relationship, you can replace it with seeing that person through the eyes of love. Or you can replace it with the truth about it. And the truth is that we are all one. We all live and move and have our being in this essence of all that God is. So thinking in terms of forgiveness, it can be difficult the way some of us were raised in our religious beliefs, right? It could be a difficult thing to do, because after all, we're taught that there's a punishing God, and that there's a God that picks this one to bless and this one to not bless. That there's a wishy-washy God out here that sits up and meets judgment. Wow. But we believe that we are children beloved of God, and that God doesn't punish us. Who punishes us? If we're living and moving and having our being in spirit, the punishment isn't out here. We're punishing ourselves. And how are we punishing ourselves? By holding on to beliefs that no longer serve us. You know, when I was a child, I used to look for the lightning bolt to come down every time I did something naughty. And boy, we can do naughty things as a child, right? But when I learned in unity that there is one presence and one power in the universe, and that I live in the allness of that presence of power, you know what? There's no fear. I know that I am forgiven as I forgive others, as I let go of beliefs that no longer serve me. The definition of forgiveness, and this is from modern-day psychologists out of the University of California in Berkeley. And they give this definition of forgiveness. They say it's a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person or group or thing who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Now, I have a challenge with that statement. And my challenge is this: who are we to make such a determination that they deserve our forgiveness? Who am I to do such a thing? That falls under the category of what, Unity students? Judgment, right? And what judgment do? Right judgment. We see it right. We don't judge by the appearance and make a quick judgment of how we feel about it. We go to the truth, and the truth is God is. In the beginning, all that was created is of God. You, me, everyone we come up against. So, that's not my call to decide whether or not something deserves my forgiveness. My call is, I want to continue my spiritual journey. I want to live the abundant life. I want to be blessed. And in doing that, I let go and I go to the truth of matters. And the Revealing Word, which is a little booklet that we use here in Unity, it says forgiveness. This is Charles Fillmore, our co-founder. It says forgiveness is a process of giving up false for the true. It's a process of erasing error, or some people say sin, but we call it error, from the mind and body. Forgiveness is closely related to repentance. And what is to repent for us metaphysically? Repent is to change your thinking, to align yourself with the Spirit of God. So he says it's it's closely related to repentance. An erroneous thought is forgiven when you decide that it's not the truth in the situation. The truth is a word of God taught to us by Jesus Christ. True forgiveness is only established through what? Renewing of our minds, rethinking things, looking at truth, going back to the teachings. One of the teachings is love one another. If I hate anybody or anything, in fact, I tried to take that word out of my vocabulary. Because even if you say, oh, I hate this, what's going to happen? You're going to draw more of that to you. And that's not what you want in your life. You want love, you want peace, you want harmony. We want to see the wars to cease across the rivers, don't we? So instead of sending vibrations of hate or vibrations of judgment, we're going to send vibrations of truth, that we're one. And as scripture tells us, what you do to the least of them, you do to who? Yeah. Someone told me once, when you point a finger, where's that thumb going? You're pointing right back at yourself. So forgiveness really means giving up something. Cease doing what you, things you should not do, and replace it with truth. In other words, to forgive is to come in harmony with the divine flow, with the divine law. And the law is truth, and truth is all that is of God, all that is good. We have many scriptures that tell us that. Many of us believe that forgiveness is optional. I don't really have to forgive everybody. I can forgive some and not forgive this side, or this side I'll forgive today. You know, it has been made clear through scriptures that it's mandatory. What do we hear? Forgive if you have aught against any. Forgive if you have aught against any. It is through forgiveness that true spiritual healing is accomplished. What are you going through today? What's in your mind? What may you be harboring an unforgiving thought against? You want release? Then settle within. Settle within and listen to Spirit. Search your heart. Now is the time to cleanse our minds. We're on this Jerusalem journey. If our life is bumpy right now, if the things we're bumping up against, if there's things we're concerned, worried, or that is stressing us out, we want to enter into the land of peace, right? And that land is within you. It's within you. It's within you. And to enter into what we're calling Jerusalem today is to release all that and forgive. If you have anything going on, release it and forgive. I had someone tell me, well, I can't do that because so-and-so did this. Rest and trust that Spirit is working in and throughout the situation right here, right now. When you make the determination that you're going to release it and that you're going to forgive it by replacing it with love or replacing it with peace, or replacing it with harmony. So of course I'm going to give you some homework. I mean, we're making this journey, we're not there yet. So I'm going to give you some things, some little tips that you can work with during the course of this week that will help us reach our destination. So, the first thing I'm going to suggest is, if something is going on, acknowledge the pain. I know you say, well, wait a minute, that's going the wrong direction, isn't it? Acknowledge the pain, because we do not want to stuff something down into our belief system that later on, when we come up against an incident or we come up against a situation, it rears its head and says, hey, I know what this is. Let's feel miserable. We want to get all that up. We want to acknowledge the pain. Take some time. Write it down if you need to. I'm angry about so-and-so, or I'm feeling like this. Don't numb yourself or stuff your emotions, as it cuts off the process of forgiving even before you begin. Now, don't hold on to it. Let it rise up. Work with it. And the second thing is to think things through. Whatever the situation, place it before you. Try writing down what happened in a journal, or share with a trusted friend. Admit that what happened made you feel as you feel, angry, sad, or whatever it may be. Be honest about the emotions that are rising up in you, even if it seems to harbor the unforgiveness. And you think you shouldn't feel that way. It's okay in this exercise, because you're working towards release. The third thing is to imagine yourself on the other side of it, or place yourself in the other person's shoes. Or, as I like to say, pivot the situation around and look at it from a different angle. Have you ever asked someone for forgiveness and they said no? There are those who don't know who they are. And you know how that feels. Well, when you have thought of another person as being less than a child of God, you want to release all that, because you don't want it to come back on you. The Bible directs us to do unto others what you would have them do unto who? You. So it can be helpful to put yourself, if it's a relationship you're working with here this morning, put yourself in the other person's shoes and look at it from that angle. And then one of the most important things is to remember that God forgives. That God forgives. This is another step in the process. It doesn't mean that you must be ready to go to the person and say what you feel, but you can do that sitting down and visualizing them in front of you. For whatever reasons, maybe you can't actually go to them. If they passed on, you may have some forgiving work to do there, where you're holding on to a hurt. Take some time. Take some time. And all this, you can write it if you need to. If you need to. I write a lot of things and I shred them immediately in my shredder. You ever get that call and, okay, shred? Release, release. Let go quickly. That's what I always think about that. Don't harbor it or hold on to it. Jesus stressed the importance of forgiving others on many occasions, and even included it in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts, or some say trespasses, as we have forgiven our debtors or trespassers. Pray that this will hit home in your heart, and that the decision to obey this commandment will open you up and release the floodgates. I'm telling you, there is no experience greater than feeling the experience of freedom from that which holds us back, which binds us. And last but not least, there's a little word that we say over and over and over. No. K-N-O-W. No. Take a stance in truth and know. The psalmist said, be still and know. You want to feel the stirrings of spirit within you. Know the truth. And the truth is, all this skirmishing and all these appearances out here in the world, they just come to pass. The thing is, how are you going to react to them? Are you going to hold on tightly? Yeah. I don't know if you remember the parable about the person who went to heaven holding the earth, holding the stuff he had accumulated on earth in his hands, and he couldn't cross over. Well, we don't think of heaven as a physical place, but you can hold on to those outdated, useless, not life-affirming ideas so tight that entering into Jerusalem will seem like just a far-fetched dream. Yeah. So we're going to do some work right here, right now. We're going to go into meditation. I want you to think about these things that we talked about this morning. If you need to see what we talked about last week, go into YouTube or Facebook, Unity Church of Light, and refresh yourself with the message last week. Last week was the first leg of our journey to Jerusalem. And this week, we're working with a roadblock, which is forgiveness. So let's take a moment in the quiet. Let's take a moment in meditation. And leading up to that moment, let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. So take a deep breath. I invite you into this moment right here, right now. But we want to release some of the busyness. So breathe in. And as you release, follow it down into your heart. And feel the flow moving throughout your whole being. We want to enter into this time of peace, into this time of tranquility, into this time of being nourished and replenished. We know that we live, move, and have our being in the essence of all that is. The energy, the love, the peace, the tranquility of spirit. So we breathe in this day. We breathe in this day knowing that this is a day to rejoice in. That this is a day in which we release all things of the past that might hold us down. We rest and trust that there is the one power, the one presence in the universe, and that all else is just appearances, is just temporary. We know that God's love is a forgiving love. We know that God's love enfolds and surrounds us and brings us to this point in our lives when we are ready to let go and let God. We know that that doesn't mean to be passive. That doesn't mean to do nothing. Letting go and letting God is listening to Spirit, to that still small voice that leads and guides us along the path. And we know that as we move through this human existence, that we can do so in peace. No matter what's swirling around us, no matter what's going on, we can journey to that habitation of peace within ourselves and hold on to the love of God. So take a moment, just a moment, each to yourselves, and commune with that Spirit within you. You are the Christ presence within. Whether you recognize it or not, whether you live from that point or not, it's always there as the light. So take a moment, breathing in and breathing out, and rest and trust. This is the first person. Dear Spirit, I forgive that thy love may cleanse my soul, that thy life may flow through my flesh and make me again to be the undisguised image and likeness of you. I forgive the ignorance of the past, and from this moment on, I hold thy mind to be my mind, and that the light eternal may make bright the paths of my soul. Within and without, in the past, in the present, in the things to come, I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. And as I forgive, I am forgiven. And for this thought and for all things, dear God, I just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold right here, right now, in our lives. Amen.